Hey, you're listening to On the Wind, the podcast about offshore sailing with your host, Andy Shell.
I was, at least 4 weeks ahead of Matissier. And by Cape Horn, 3 weeks ahead of him, so he didn't gain much. And he wasn't going to catch me if I kept on.
That was Sir Robin Knox Johnston. I'm Andy Shell, and this is On the Wind, where I interview sailors from all walks of life from around the world to discover what inspires them in an effort to inspire you.
And that's when Chichester went past. I got home, and I saw him come in, saw him come up the Thames, and I thought, there's one thing left to do. Let's go around without stopping.
On the Wind publishes once per week on Tuesdays, with three new episodes every month and one recycled episode from our extensive archive. I've interviewed everyone from legends like Sir Robin to tech gurus like Nigel Calder.
The boat was out of control coming down the wave faces because you couldn't hold it with the tiller. It would just round up. And from what I know now, I know we should have rolled it. But anyway, I wasn't going to take any sail down. The rest of the crew said, are you going to be so stupid you can do it yourself?
Boat builders like Magnus Rassi, family owner of the eponymous and legendary cruising boats Hallberg Rassi.
It usually starts with a basic idea from outside. And Freyrs who creates a remote out of that.
Inspirational family sailors like B.N. Gifford and her family on Totem.
And I think one of the things, at least, that we've given the kids as a gift is the chance to see that although we had these professional lives and great salaries and nice life and all of that, that in trading it for financial insecurity and poverty has been the best thing we ever did.
And YouTube stars S.V. Delos.
With these videos that we put out, we met like the most amazing people in almost every harbor we go into.
And my personal all-time favorite, Arctic adventurer Bob Shepton, who is still going strong even though he is over 80 years old.
We're entirely dependent upon our own resources. It is self-help. We do have to rescue ourselves. And, you know, we accept that as part of the expedition, if you like.
On the Wind is free to listeners, though if you dig it, I ask that you support the show via Patreon or by donating directly to us. Or better yet, come sailing with me on Isbjørn, my SNS Swan 48, and experience the wisdom of the high seas for yourself. See all of our work, including On the Wind, at 59-north.com. Thanks for listening, and hold fast.